shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
I want to welcome each of you listeners tonight to Kingdom Identity Broadcast. This is our live program. So let me encourage each of you that want to call in during the broadcast to contact us at 877-924-7722. That's 877-YAHS. YAHS Race. And you can call any time during the broadcast. My name is Buddy Tucker, and I was supposed to be the guest host on the live broadcast tonight with Mike Alamore. About an hour ago, Mike called and said he was very sick and wouldn't be able to make the live broadcast tonight and wanted to know if I could carry it. So I am filling in as Mike and as his special guest host. Let me remind each of you that you can catch this broadcast over WWCR 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz shortwave. And you can also listen to that online at wwcr.com/listen.html, and also the broadcast is on shortwave WBCQ at 7.490 megahertz, and that also can be listened to online at spatterbox.us, and that also it can be picked up on Kingdom Identity's website on their radio page, which is really, if you need to go there, is kingidentity.com/radio.html. But let me repeat that again. kingidentity.com/radio.html. So be sure and call in tonight. We're going to be talking about things that were back in the 70s when I came into the ministry and God opened my eyes to the truth. So you can call in because we're going to be talking about the things that went on then and how our nation has become worse, not better, in the last almost 50 years of all the things that were set into place even before I was born. So feel free to call in tonight at 877-924-7722. And I want each of you listeners to be praying for Mike that he will feel better, be healed, and recover and continue his ministry. And his ministry is not only a website at kingidentity.com, but also the Kingdom Identity Ministries at P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. Now, the thing that each of us need to realize, no matter what age you are, is to look back and remember how things used to be in our nation and where they are today. Now, I welcome each of you again to this broadcast. Now, it will not be a Bible study per se, but we will be referring to scriptures that have shown the way in which our nation is going and will show the way out of the distress and all the destructive powers that are dragging us down, down, down. The people of God, you children of God, it's time that you grew up into the sons of God and began to stand for His Word and quit being timid and not speak out the truth of His Word. It's time that we were filled with power and stopped demonstrating the pacifistic weakness of just being a bunch of sniveling, fearful people that are running and hiding from the onslaught of the enemies today. Now, the first thing you need to know is, who are you? And this broadcast and what I'm about to say is directed to the people that are the children of God. In case you don't know who you are, in the Bible, in the very beginning, in Genesis, the second chapter, we read about an individual that was brought into the earth, and his name was Adam. And he was given that name because he was unique. As a matter of fact, Luke 3:38 tells us that Adam was the Son of God. He came into earth, and his name, Adam, was very significant and as important as any other names that God ordained, such as John the Baptist. God told the people, his name shall be called John. And also Jesus Christ, his name was given to Mary and Joseph. And it is the importance of this name. It refers to Bible prophecy. He would be Emmanuel. He would be the Redeemer of His people. And all that is significant in His name, Jesus. As a matter of fact, the word Jesus, Jesus, is the Greek name for the Hebrew word Yahshua. And that is his name. In the Hebrew, he would fulfill the role of Yahshua and bring his white race, his Adamic white Israel race, into the promises that had been all prophesied in the very beginning. And it is these promises that are being fulfilled in the very plan and purpose of God with His children in the earth. The significant part of Adam's name is the Hebrew word Adam, is a translation, Adam. And in that transliteration of Adam, the word Adam means to be able to blush, to be rosy complected. And this pertains only to one race of people, and that is the white race. So who is this message going out to tonight? Is to quicken that spirit of the white race that came into the earth with Adam being transformed from the heavens into the earth, and we, like Adam, have been transformed into flesh and blood bodies. And that's why we are the Adamic white race that became known in Bible times as the Israel of God, God's chosen people, whom He had chose before all the other creations that He had made, because we, His children, existed with Him in the heavens. You may not be aware of who you are, and that is the problem that is going on in America today. People do not understand who they are, and therefore have no key to power. And that's why all the hellish things that are dragging our nation down is allowed to go on. The first assault that was launched upon our race was in the very beginning with the division of the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent in Genesis 3:15. God says, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed. And that enmity has been carried on throughout the ages and is coming into a climax today when all the forces of evil have been placed into the earth. And we as God's children are here today to stand against and to overcome that evil power that is confined in this world today. This is a great cataclysmic battle that will take place between us and the children of Satan, which God called the seed of the serpent in Genesis 3:15. The key to power is to know that we, the Adamic white chosen race of Israel, are eternal, and that we are the bleeding offspring of Yahweh God in the earth. He is our racial father. We are his racial children. As we were with him in the heavens, he is with us in the earth. It may surprise some of you to realize the fact that we were in the heavens with our father before this world was ever created. We're not God's creation. We're his children. He is with us in the earth. It was in the heavens when our names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. Pick up your Bible, dust it off, turn it to Revelation 17:8, and you'll read these words for yourself. Our names were written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. I guarantee you, when God thought of you, you came into existence. And that existence preceded this creation in which we were transformed into when we put on flesh and blood bodies and came into this earth. We, as the racial children of God, pre-existed this world, and this is all according as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 1:4. All this is God's hidden wisdom and is a mystery to the world, as Paul says. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. 1 Corinthians 2:7. Through this eternal journey, this earthly presence we have now, our Heavenly Father keeps us in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Read it in Titus 1:2. We did not come into existence by being born on earth in a flesh and blood body any more than did Jesus. Read what he prays in John the 17th chapter. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. You know, next comes the line where he says, thine they were, and they are not of this world, even as I am not of this world. We are not of the world. But we were with our Father Yahweh before the world was. As the racial bleeding offspring of our Father, we came into earth to bring forth his kingdom. That's why Jesus taught us to pray. Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This is our purpose. This is what we were before ordained to do. Before the world was ever created, we were chosen as God's children to come into this earth, and through the things that go on in earth, through the trials and sufferings, we gain the knowledge to become the sons of God. And as the sons of God, we will have the power to walk in the truth of God's law, of His Word, and to bring forth His kingdom. It's time that we stood up and said, "Thus saith Yahweh." You know, all these conditions that go on in America, whether it's poisoning your food with chemicals, or whether it's stealing your money through confiscated taxes and taking everything you will ever earn, or whether it's creating a group of degenerates through the education system that hate God, that have rejected His Word, and have become the teachers of your children. No wonder all the woes and perils of this life are coming to pass in us. You know, you can run off and hide. You can form a group, and the evil satanic Jew power that controls the world, our government, our education system, and all of society, through its mass media of magazine publication, TV, programming, movies, all communication industry is controlled by this satanic element whose ancestor was none other than the serpent himself, and through his son Cain, and these Canaanites that were present in the day of Jesus Christ, these Jews that were called serpents, generation of vipers by Jesus Christ in Matthew 23, these same people that carry this same identity are attempting to destroy the godly race that exists in the earth today. This is you. You white people have come in here with the spirit of your father in your heart and in your life, and yet we become cowardly, fearful people that have no power to stand against this onslaught of evil. Just imagine, back a few years ago, do you think that anyone would have ever come out and boldly proclaimed such a hellish phrase as gay pride? You know, looking back when I was a young man, God began to reveal to me the scriptures in 1969. And at that time, the gays weren't touting the fact that they were gays. As a matter of fact, look at your big-time movie stars like Rock Hudson. What do you think would have happened to his movie career if it had come out that he was a homosexual? And all the others that have been paraded before us as great patriots, men that love their country, such as J. Edgar Hoover, and all his gayness, these have been an abomination to us. Even today, with Barney Frank and his lover tied up running the financial property owning government entity called Fannie and Freddie, they have controlled this whole crisis of economy in the state it's in today. You know, this whole thing has been Jew-controlled from day one. Just think for a minute. If the devaluation of home loans and bad home loans were what caused the economic crisis in America, why is the whole world suffering it? That was a sham set up many years ago because these seed of the serpent that run the Federal Reserve System and the International Monetary Fund, all of them knew that their usury, their confiscation of wealth through usurious practices would bring the whole world to its knees, and there's only one way to bail the world out, and that's take all the wealth from the white people working hard in America and paying the taxes. So they create a financial catastrophe in our country so that they can create TARP and all the bills that they have passed that have added trillions to our national debt and all the money that they bailed out the banks with didn't spend one second in America, but was transferred overseas to foreign banks. They saw this coming, but how could they get the American people to finance the economies of the rest of the world? Simple. Create some sort of economic crises in our country and then tell the people that they had to take all this money and give it to the banks so that GM wouldn't fail, so that Goldman Sachs wouldn't fail, so that all these financial institutions wouldn't fail. And this conspiracy was planned and plotted decades before it manifested itself, with you seeing the home loan debacle and the housing market just going down the drain. It's time to think. It's time to realize you are being manipulated in every area. All the government wants from you, white people, is everything you've gotten and turned you into a wage slave. You know, they've already reduced your income, and it came out not long ago that the average wealth of the American people today has their assets have declined by 35%. I got news for you. It's going to decline until you are working for pennies on the dollar. Inflation will eat you alive, and they'll keep you slaving away with fear that you won't be able to make a mortgage payment. You won't be able to make a car payment. You won't be able to go to the doctor and pay the doctor bill. Everything that is going on in our country today is based upon fear and hope. Everyone is fearful of losing their job. They hope they won't lose it. Everyone's fearful of getting sick and having cancer. You know, the fear and hope, fear and hope. Where's the spirit of faith and power? When are our people going to become strong and say, "Thus saith Yahweh, God of Israel"? You know, it's time we called all these politicians and Supreme Court justices and the whole bunch to task for their evil practices in continuing to take away from us our constitutional rights, the right not of pursuit of happiness, but those rights stated in the Ten Amendments. Read those first Ten Amendments, and you'll understand that you have no rights anymore. It's amazing that on April the 15th every year, every person in America that is a citizen in America is expected to waive their Fifth Amendment rights and sign under penalties of perjury, a confession sheet called the 1040 form. And if you're not willing to sign that piece of paper, then they threaten you with putting you in jail for willful failure to file. That's how outrageous this whole country has gotten. The biggest enemy to the American people today is its own government, because the American government does not have your interest at heart. All they want to do is confiscate everything you have, brainwash you, and make you their little slaves. So that's what's going on today. Men such great patriots as Gerald L. K. Smith and the great Bible scholar Dr. Wesley A. Swift, they were men that didn't back down and incurred the undying, eternal hatred of the seed of the serpent. And they are still being attacked and abused today, even though Dr. Swift died in 1970, through the ministry of Mike Halliburton. Rain that we need to have, because we've had almost a drought here in East Tennessee for the last 4 or 5 weeks. And so we were temporarily disconnected. It may happen again before the broadcast is over. But let me encourage each of you again to call in on our toll-free number. Now, these things that have been going on in our nation, in 1970 when Dr. Swift died, if he was here today, he would not believe the things and how it's so degenerated. Because back in 1970, it was felt like people would wake up. They would have enough of what was going on and say, this is too much. The government can't be overstepping their bounds this way. And yet, it's the very thing that has happened to us. It'd be hard for them to conceive of the America that we live in today. And that's why it's imperative to keep this ministry, Kingdom Identity Ministries, going out to the world. Write Mike in Kingdom Identity Ministries and order the books and distribute them throughout the land. And send your donations to cover those expenses. Also, provide the income that keeps this broadcast on the air and keep the message going out live each month on the first Sunday in every month, and also the other messages that are going out every Sunday at this time to the whole world. This is the one thing that our adversaries, the Jew and his children and all of his control, has not been able to clamp down on yet. But one day they will try. They want to control every means of communication throughout the world and keep you from hearing the truth of God's word. So it's imperative for you to realize that this radio broadcast that has been going on for the last 20 years has only been going on through your support. And I thank Yahweh, God our Father, that the message, His message, is still going forth in our land, because Mike has been willing to put forth the work and the effort to see that it did continue. Otherwise, you may never hear a message from Dr. Wesley A. Swift or from Bertrand Comperay, two great men of faith. And you can get those messages in CD form as well by writing Kingdom Identity Ministries. Also, go online and go to kingidentity.com and read a list of all the materials and information that are available to you. It's imperative that the message go forth with people whose spirit have been stirred with God and are no longer cowards, but will stand up and support the truth of God's word going forth in our nation and expose the rip-offs that are being done throughout all the financial shenanigans that our own government is involved in. If you just went back to when the TARP bill was passed, there was enough money available to give every American family $100,000. Just think about that for a minute. They gave every American family the debt for $100,000, but what did you get? You got nothing. You didn't receive anything except an additional tax burden of trillions. But the money went to the banks in America and straight overseas to the other countries and propped up the International Monetary Fund and the IMF. Now is going to underwrite all the bad behavior that's been going on in Europe. It will pump money in the third world developing countries. Realize that you can be a foreigner, a non-white, and come into this country illegally, and this government will pay for your education to go to college, it will pay for your medical bills, it will even give you a number, not a Social Security number, but a VIN number, in which you can file a tax return, pay no taxes, and receive $7,000 from the government for any dependent that you claim, whether they live in this country or not. It's a well-known fact that the IRS sends billions of dollars out each year to illegal people that are in our country, people that have violated all the laws of our country by entering in, and they receive the benefits that you, white people, have created and built. You know, when this country became settled and populated, the men and women that came here on the old ships, like the Mayflower, they signed a contract that said, we make our voyage for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. Do you believe that you could read any of this in any textbook in any school today? No matter what history course it would be in college, it would make no mention of any of this. They have taken it all away from us. They have reduced you to mental slaves. You control a man's mind, you control him. And that's why the Jews have taken over all the media, whether it's print, movie, radio, TV, it matters not. And through their manipulation of money and wealth, they control the Congress, the presidency. They control our nation. Why is this possible? Because God's children have bowed down and allowed this condition to grow and grow. They won't stand up. They're fearful. They're afraid they won't get a new car. They're afraid they won't have enough money to pay mortgage on a bigger and better house. We keep working ourselves further in debt and more dependent upon the Jew economy and banking system. And so what? We become slaves. We have sold out. Do you think anybody is going to raise the issue of race and that God has a divine race in the earth, and that race is the Adamic white Western man? Look at where all of God's blessings have been. They have all been upon our race, and they will continue to be upon our race. And as we deteriorate, so will the technology of the world. It'll be plunged back into hunger. It'll be plunged back into dire poverty. It will be a whole new dark age. And guess what? Our people will get to live in that dark age. I'm looking for the day when God will give us a message we can't ignore. And the message that is so critical to average people today is a message that either hits them in their pocketbook with their possessions, or it hits them with their health. You know, the old saying was that you don't find atheists in a foxhole. And this is true. When it comes to the serious things that of dying and of health, people become not God haters, but God prayers all of a sudden. And this is the way it should be. This is how we learn what is eternal. When God speaks to us is when we're down on our knees. And He drives us down there through a lot of different circumstances. I see that we have a caller online, Jerry from Ohio.
How you doing?
Jerry, go ahead.
God bless you. Yeah, these poisonous vipers, they've taken prayer out of our schools.
Right.
They took the Ten Commandments down. The people put up nativity displays, and the NAACP and all these atheist groups come in and say that it offends them. And
right.
I tell you what offends me is when they leave, they celebrate Halloween, and they put their ghastly, demonic things up in their front yards, bodies hanging off their porches, skeletons, for a whole month. And they just glorify that evil holiday, Halloween.
Well, they're dreaming that's you.
And you know what
they can do to God's white race.
And they glorify death. They glorify destruction because they serve Satan.
Right.
And they love destruction. They love coming in and trying to take down what God established and manipulate it and change it. And people's eyes are so clouded over and so deceived. And I try to tell people the truth, and people just look at me. They don't get it. They don't understand it because Satan has just came in and clouded their minds. This country, I believe that God's wrath is going to come down upon the United States. This is Babylon.
Right.
I believe that we're living in Babylon, the new Babylon, mystery Babylon. And I believe with all these abortions that this country's participated in, all the weapons that this country's developed and sold to every country in this world, all the drugs that's been transported all over this world, the pornography, these movies from Hollywood, just distributed all over the world. This country, the Statue of Liberty in New York City, she's holding a golden cup, and it's full of iniquities. It's full of sin. And this country, I believe, is the new Babylon. And I believe when God's wrath comes down, it's going to come down hard on this country.
You're exactly right.
We're the elect. We are the elect. We are God's chosen. And He said, I will never forsake you. I'll never leave you. And we are protected. Just like back when God sent Aaron and Moses into Egypt, He told them, He said, to take a lamb and put the blood over the doorpost. And the death angel will pass over, the destroyer will pass over, but you will be sealed and protected. And
you got that right.
And people have to come to Christ, and they have to claim that blood, the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed on that cross. That is our sacrificial lamb. That is the lamb without spot and without blemish. And we have to claim the blood of Jesus over us and over our houses. And we will be sealed. We are protected. And when the wrath of God comes down upon this land and across this world, we are the ones that are protected because we're in the covenant of Jesus Christ.
Well, it's just like Jerry, it's just like Paul said in Romans 8. A lot of church members and all know 8:28. They know a little part of it, but they don't even understand what he's saying.
That's
when
right.
He says, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And Jesus has his brethren that have been predestinated by the Father. You know, there's people that'll say, well, what do we say about that? Paul goes on to say, he says, what do we say about this? If God be for us, who can be against us?
That's
it
right.
It is God's children that he is predestinated to be conformed, that Christ has many brethren, and we existed with him in the heavens. And it's time for us to grow up and be perfected here in the earth. You're exactly right. God will take care of us through this hellishness that is coming upon our nation to bring our people to repentance.
And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, Isaiah.
That's right.
Jerry, you know,
I appreciate you calling. I need to take one other call from Clayton in Missouri.
Hey, brother? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Praise Yahweh, brother. That's some good preaching you got going there.
Well, I don't know about being a preacher, but, you know, God opened my eyes back in 69 and in 70. I was reading in Romans 11:26, and that's where it all hit me. Because it says, and so all Israel shall be saved.
Right.
And up until then, I'd had a Southern Baptist upbringing. And, you know, I'd always been taught that if you're going to get saved, you got to accept Jesus. And I knew that all Israel, I believed that they were the Jews. I didn't know. And God revealed to me from that day that we are the Israel of God, and the Jews, or as Jesus said in John 8:44, are the children of the devil. But go ahead, Clayton.
Once you understand what you just said, the Bible opens up to you and it begins to make sense. When you know who you are and you know who the children of Satan are, then you know.
Did That's you hear right.
Me? Okay. I wanted to bring something to your attention and to the listeners out there. Friday afternoon, there was a severe line of thunderstorms with winds like up to 90 miles per hour that ripped through a lot of states.
Yeah.
It started, this is real interesting, this line of storms started in Chicago, Illinois, and they lasted all the way until they reached Washington, D.C., and that's interesting because the legal residence of Barack Obama is Chicago, Illinois.
Right.
And, of course, he lives in the White House right now. And these storms did a lot of damage. They did millions of dollars worth of damage. And probably over a million people right now are still without power from that storm. And they're going to be without power. And 13 people were killed. And it was just unbelievable. And this happens when much of America right now is under the grip of record-breaking heat, just unbelievable heat. I live in St. Louis, and Friday, I think the temperature was 107 degrees. The day before that, it was 108. And we've got you know, over, I think, around 135 wildfires are burning in America right now as we speak. So we are right now under judgment.
Right.
It's not coming. It's here now, brother.
Right.
And
this is an exciting time to live in, isn't it, Clayton?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, because you know what? If you are sealed with his name, and his name is Yahweh, and his son's name is Yahshua, and it says that if you are sealed with his name, that when all these things happen, you're going to be protected.
Right.
You're not going to go. You're not going to get raptured and go anywhere. You're going to be here.
Boy, that's the truth. All these, you know, it's common to our race to want to create something and then run away from it. You know, that's just being a child. Children create a mess, and then they expect somebody to come in and clean it up, whether it's their room that's dirty or, you know, whatever. And our race is peculiar to that, and so a bunch of people, they believe that they can create hell on earth and then fly away from it, and God doesn't hold them accountable.
Well, right now they're seeing that they're not going anywhere, and of course this economic crisis that we find ourselves in, we've been in for, you know, the last 4 years, it's not going away.
No,
it's because it's the system. I know you understand the system. The system is based upon fraud. That system is run upon usury and debt. That's how it works.
Right.
And since the ones that own the system are the Jews, who are Satan's children.
Right.
They are the masters of that system, and we are the slaves. So we are being ground into the ground with usury and debt. There's no way out of that. So that's how that system works. And the only way you can free yourself is to extract yourself from it. And you can do that, but you're going to have to sacrifice in the process.
Well, I tell you, the one thing that people are very sensitive to is their billfold. You hit somebody in their billfold and they start waking up. But just like I mentioned earlier, can you imagine if they had given that money to the American people, $100,000 per family, there wouldn't been a mortgage default. The GM wouldn't be hurting, or any other car manufacturer. Look at what it would have done for our economy. But instead, they just gave us the debt. It's kind of like oil. They've got the American people thinking there's an oil crisis and a shortage and that we have to import oil. Do you know that more oil is pumped out of American wells and shipped overseas than we ever would need to import? But
right.
Yet that knowledge is, you know, if the housing crisis was the real problem, just burn the homes down and you've eliminated it. It goes away. But that isn't what caused the rest of the world to be in default, like Greece and Italy and Spain and all those. But how do you pump that money back into their economy? You take it from the white Americans. They're the cash cow that the Jews milk daily.
Yeah, and the thing is that the system is what they call money is not money. It's debt. It's really debt.
Right.
There's a thing on the dollar bill that says this note is, oh, I forget what it says, but basically it says on the front of the $1
it's a
bill.
Note.
Yeah, it's a note. It's debt.
Yeah, it's an IOU. Who the heck do we owe? You know,
Jews,
I mean, we back it all up, and they conveniently, about 1963, left off the real information, and where it said that it is redeemable for lawful money,
which is that's gold and silver.
Right. So right. They admitted up until 1963 that a Federal Reserve note was not lawful money. So, you know, these things have gone on forever, and we have not honored God's word. It's just like this thing of homosexuals. If you take God's word, I mean, he condemns cross-dressing and gays. You know, a scripture I want to just read real briefly here, Clayton. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man. Neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord Yahweh thy God. Deuteronomy 22:5. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination. Leviticus 18:22. You know, these people are not okay, but should either be evicted from our land or executed. God says, for whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls that commit them shall be cut off from among the people. Leviticus 18:29, and he goes on to say, if a man also lie with mankind, as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Leviticus 20:13. And Amen. You think you're going to hear that coming out of these churches today?
No.
You know, the Southern Baptist Convention just put them a whatnot in as president, and then they decided they're going to change the name from Southern Baptist to Covenant Baptist, and that gays were okay. They're going to start embracing them.
Well, this is what happens is when we're at the end. This is what happens to a nation that it turns its back on Yahweh. At the very end, the homosexuals and all the sexual deviants, they take over the nation, and they're considered normal and acceptable. And you know, you said one thing, and I tell you what, this one thing with women, they just cannot handle it. When you talked about women shall not wear clothes that pertain to a man, and yet you see women out there today, they're wearing pants and suit coats, and they got their hair cut that looks like a man.
Yeah.
And even most of these so-called Christian ministries will sit there and tell them and tell their people in their churches, it's okay to do that now because we live in a modern society, and that law no longer applies. And so
No law of God applies anymore. They just won't do away with all of them. And you know, in 1 John 3:12, it says that sin is transgression of the law. Now, if there's no law, there's no sin. And if there's no sin, all them churches are out of business because I sure don't need to have a Savior or be saved.
Isn't that amazing how they brainwash their people like that?
Right.
And don't,
you know, ask them, you say, well, what is sin? They don't have a clue. They'll say, well, gambling or dancing or, you know, they depends what flavor of religion you go to as to what is sin. But yet the Word of God tells us transgression of His law is sin. And those that do and teach that, Jesus condemns. And all they got to do is read what Jesus said in Matthew and Luke, and they'll find out about the law. Jesus said, I did not come to destroy the law or the prophets, but to fulfill the prophecies. And until that's done, they ain't the crossing of the T or the dotting of the I will pass from the law till all prophecies fulfill.
And
he goes on
brother,
to say, if you teach to break these commandments, you're going to be leased. You're going to be shoveling manure in the kingdom of God. You're going to be a slave. And if you teach them and do them, you will be great. But now, those are the words of Christ, and these churches do not honor Jesus. Clayton, I see we've got only a few minutes left, and I appreciate you calling tonight. And I need to remind you and the other listeners, be sure and pray for Brother Mike Hallamore and support his ministry and write Kingdom Identity Ministries, and that Kingdom Identity Ministries that you will contact will be for Mike's mailing address that'll be given at the end of the program. But if you've heard something on here tonight that you're not quite sure of, I'm going to invite you to go to my website and see and read the truth of God's Word, because it is audio messages and it is Bible studies, and my website is truthfromgod.com. So we are thankful for Mike Hallamore and his ministry, for Kingdom Concepts radio broadcast, and be sure and support this. Let's keep the message going out, and let's continue to stand for the truth of God's Word. As these two men that called in tonight, and they demonstrated that their spirit is awakened to the truth. So go on in Mike's website at kingidentity.com/radio.htm and listen to these messages. You know, it's a wonderful thing to be here. Mike, Yah bless and get well. And we'll see you in the future.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.